never swore I was a joke, but now I got a million. I lost some friends while I was broke, but now I got a million. They slept on me, but now they woke, because I got a million. Fresh out the mud, but I'm clean as soap, because I got a million. I got my first million. I got my first million. Ooh, I got my first million. And it was straight out the mud. I brought the whole hood through the door. And now I got a million. For all the bros, and now I got a million. Y'all slept on me, but now y'all woke, because I got a million. Fresh out the mud, but I'm clean as soap, because I got a million.
Good morning, Puddings. Good morning. This is Ifi Bayo on Good Morning, Pudding. I will say this. Confession is good for the soul. And I want to confess that spiritual community sometimes hurts me. Hurts me. Because we will attack each other. My Orisha is bigger and better than your Orisha. My way is the only way. Black people ain't invited at the table. It's just, you even have to fight in your own spirituality. You know, it's really disheartening to see that part. I'm glad I saw it. I'm glad I went through it. But it's disheartening. It really is. I've never seen a bunch of racist people that wouldn't not even admit that they're racist. Because what they say, I got black friends. Ain't you fucking black? I'm Spanish. No, you speak Spanish. You black. Oh, okay. Let's see. Because the last I checked, the Trump racist, Make America Great Again? Your ass wasn't invited to the fucking party neither. You outside with us. How you doing? I don't give a fuck. How you doing? Like, are you serious? But it goes with that. It's just, it is. It's really sad. It's really sad. But you know what's more sad? I saw something that I was like, I see why people laugh. They always talk about black on black crime, but you know, Spanish people attack Spanish people. Like, they go in on each other. So I'm sitting there like, well, what about Spanish on Spanish crime? Because didn't they just attack each other? Like, they had each other's throats going after each other. I said, oh, okay. You know, because it's not heard of white on white, Spanish on Spanish, Chinese. No, that's foreign. But you hear black on black. Oh, black people killing black people. Didn't fucking little Julio just shot one down the block? Yeah, okay. Think they both Spanish? Yeah. How you doing? It's sad, but it's sad. It's sad to see how we all can bring something beautiful to the table and learn from each other. But not everybody is invited at the table. So, you know, I took a page out of Tyler Perry's book. Fuck you and your table. I'm building my own. You know what? Fuck all of your tables. I'm building my own fucking community. What he say? You don't want me in your studio? You don't want me over here in your... That motherfucker went down in the poorest of neighborhoods. And now that fucking neighborhood is thriving. It is amazing. And he built a mecca. I don't need your table. How you doing? I don't need your table. I came at your table. I came with what I had, right? I came with what I had. I was pushed aside, cast out, because I'm black. I don't speak Spanish. No. So if you all speak English, then what's wrong with just speaking English? Like, okay. Now, I can see if you say, you know what, this is for my English people, I'm going to speak. And then for those that speak Spanish. No. Motherfuckers will speak Spanish. You be sitting there like, I'm not even invited in this conversation. But you asked me to come. Wow. I'm going to leave. I'm just going to start leaving. Oh, okay. This is not for me. I'm out. How is it that, you know, I said yesterday, I said two things yesterday. I said, how is it that in the ATR, the fucking Africans are not invited? And I see why people go to a Shay Shay. I seen it yesterday firsthand. I seen why people go to a Shay Shay. Not only because they accept whoever loves the Orisha, but I want to see myself also in the Orisha. I ain't got a white Jesus with straight hair in my motherfucking house. I want to see me as well. Where's my blackness? Where's my Negro spirituals? Where is my food to represent the slaves? Where's that at? I don't see me or my people. I don't. I see every other one except for me. I don't see me. So I don't come to the party. And when I do come, I sit and be quiet. Because I'm not welcome here. Y'all don't speak my language. Y'all don't call on me. Y'all don't even know of me. The black woman, the Negro slave, the one that left Africa with the secrets hidden up in her womb, the one that gave birth to civilization. It is I gave you. Do you know in Haiti, I gave DR my baby. I said, here, let me birth you. And the very mother that birthed them spits on her. I said, wow. I rode over on that slave ship. And I brung my people, my gods, my love, myself. I took beatings. I lost my children. My husband was castrated. I came here to give you life. But you don't even invite the one that gave you this. Not invited at the table. Y'all see me out the window. I peek in every now and then to see. Maybe they invite me. But guess what? Now I don't even come. Why call me? I'm not welcome here. You don't acknowledge me. Oh, I hear some drums. I hear people calling my name. I see my blackness. I see them. They welcoming me. But my babies over here don't know me. No. And I walk toward the people that are calling my name. Those that have a feast for me. Those that welcome me. I'm here. I'm here, my babies. Wait, why are my other children throwing knives and daggers? Aren't we all of the same blood? You all came from my womb. You all came from me. I birthed you. Why are we killing each other? One don't know me, and the others that do know me don't appreciate me. How is that? You don't know me. You don't bring me at the table. You worry about everyone else, but you never worry about me. And here I send my daughters and my sons to you, but you don't accept them. Then here, they know me. They acknowledge me. But they don't respect me. Because I see them raping and hurting all of my daughters that were here. So it's sad. It's sad that they will attack each other. So I made a post yesterday and I said, I'm thinking about switching over. I just don't know the full thing. One sister wrote, if you do that, you're going to get enemies. People are going to hate you. They're not going to respect you. I said, all I said was I was thinking. But I'm happy to know that. The other person said, It's really sad to hear. I mean, the sad part is yesterday to hear a Spanish person say, oh, it's from Africa. Over in Africa, they didn't speak Spanish. They speak Yoruba. Okay. Yeah, but you know, because you don't know this. Oh, okay. You know, when I went to Haiti, right? Because I'm an always speaker of this. I went to Haiti. It was like I was home. Seriously. It was like I was home. It was hot. But it was like I was home. I felt a sense of pride. Like, I see why over in the United States, y'all motherfuckers is arrogant. I see why. Y'all hold this sacred and dear. It's in churches. It's in airports. It's in stores. It's everywhere. We're going to represent ours. And everyone is welcome to the table. All the Luas look like us. They look like us. You might be light-skinned, dark-skinned, but they still all us. They us. I can't separate. They us. We're all one. Research community. Got to be a certain color, a certain height. Got to make a certain amount of money. Sad. Because I've seen that. I don't know why everybody think they live in glass houses. But if you're waking up, I'm grateful. I am grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to see, right? I remember when Puerto Rico got, you know, hit. And everybody was collecting water and stuff. And, you know, people were going all out. I said, what happens afterwards? Are y'all still going to continue this? Huh? Are you still going to continue this? That shit died down after a while. I was like, wow. Haiti, I said, I remember when the storm came for Haiti, the earthquake. I was sitting there rallying. I was like, yo, you know, get some candles, send that over there, you know, send. Oh, it's Haiti. But the Haitians, they did it. And the beauty of them, right, is if you come over here and you get initiated, you make a pact with Haiti that you will make sure every year you take care of Haiti. It's beautiful. So when I was over there, I was going to get some dirt from the cemetery to give back, bring back. They said something so profound. How do you take something from someone that you never paid homage to? Did they come over? No. Why do you take us over there when no one never paid homage to us? I said, you're right. I said, but I did. I did. They said, we're not speaking of you, mama. I said, you're right. You're right. You're right. I said, in respect. Not mad. Not mad at all. How do you ask for something that you never paid homage to? You never gave nothing to them. You never acknowledged them. What have you done for them? When I was young, I used to tell my aunt, my mom, and all of them, like, yo, I'm going to go to Haiti one day. I'm happy I went. Besides being initiated and having my Orisha, that was number three on the list. But now I know that I'm not going or sitting at a table no more where I'm not welcome. If I don't see me and see who we represent, why am I there? You don't acknowledge, you don't see, so I remove. That's it. Very simple. I said I was thinking because I see. I'm never leaving Orisha. That right there is not going to happen. Not leaving Orisha. I don't need to be recrowned. I'm good with what I got. I don't need that. Or maybe I'm just looking at the wrong, through the wrong windows. Like I said, I'm consistent. Technically, I don't care about likes. I really did put my feet in the mud. I did. I've sat at that table. But I want to make sure that it's welcoming for my grandchildren and for 16 generations down the line. Nope. I don't know all of the things. I am new. You're right. New eyes looking through an old window. And everything in that room so far I've seen, I don't want to walk on the house. Nah, I'm good. I'd rather hustle out in the street. I'm good. I understand when they say people separate themselves. Because it's disheartening. It's sad. I saw it today where Nino Vatala said, it's really sad to see spiritual people go back and forth. Telling you this is better and mine is better and all of this. How are we the examples? How are we? It just really is. It's sad and disheartening. You know? Because the slaves came all the way from over there to here to bring with them the history, the love, the spirituality, all of that. And it's not acknowledged only when it's necessary. That's why I said, when you go to New Orleans, man, you go anywhere, you see an altar. My ancestors are always necessary. Don't get it twisted. But up here, now, very rare. I don't have the white picture of Jesus. That ain't ever coming in no house of mine. I don't do the lace front guy. And I was watching a live and they said, when people go to church, they don't be drunk. I said, what church y'all be going in? Because Baptist, Pentecostal, New Year's, step in that church, man. You smell more liquor than a little bit. I said, I know you lying. I know you lying. But see, the one thing that we really do pride ourselves on, that's why I love my people. If you're too drunk, we going to take you in the back. We ain't going to embarrass you. We going to take you in the back and give you some coffee. Try to make sure you calm down, you know, so you can get to the word. Jesus do say, I don't know about any other church, but I can speak about Pentecostal Baptist. You know, them grandma, grandpa churches. God said, come as you are. They do the rest. God said, come as you are, and they do the rest. It ain't up for us. Says, he who without sin cast the first stone. That's some colored folk take to heart. Fuck you judging me for? Now, everybody has been through some kind of slavery. Jewish people, white, Spanish, Jamaican, all of that. Black people were the most horrendous. It was the most horrendous. Horrendous. Having our babies cut from our stomach. Being bucked. Stomped. Sold. Separated. Because they knew from the door that blackness, that magic. They knew. We are powerful people when we come together. They knew. That's what they fear. So they either inject us with shit. They fuck with our minds. They keep a separated division between age, sex. Find the littlest things and throw a seed in there. And feed someone's fear. And it festers. And then it grows. So, yeah, they've been doing it so long that other races do the same thing to black people. Well, you know, she don't like you. Mm-mm, girl, I'm just saying, you know, because when she was talking Spanish and that's what she was saying right here in front of you. So they know that. Oh, no, she's big. I remember one time. We were somewhere at a Drummond, and he was like, yeah, we don't serve fried chicken and watermelon here. I looked and said, that's good. I don't eat it. Yeah, I said, but I don't eat the other shit neither, so I'm good. Or, yeah, I know you country. Oh, I heard all of it. You country. Mm-mm, we don't have that here. Oh, my goodness. No, we don't have that here. What you eat? Or, you know how in the South, right, y'all sleep with each other's cousins? Why, y'all do that over in DR or something? Because we don't do that. So what's different? Life. We love peace. We have unity. We believe in Ubuntu. We get there faster together than separated. You may go fast by yourself, but it's lonely. You'll get there better, quicker, and happier when you go with your tribe. And maybe that's it. Maybe I just need to find my village, my tribe. Because I'm just, when I just remove myself and then, why you leave? Because I wasn't invited. My people not invited here. No. Yeah, no, they not. So I'm out. Two beasts. I'm out. It doesn't bother me at the end. Because I'm seeing it. And I already felt that through my whole, you know, my God sister told me, she said, you only had to deal with it for one day. Imagine going through it for 7 days, a year and 7 days. I would have broke after the next time. I would have broke. I lived in Atlanta in the South for 20 years. I would have broke. Me and Shell, We was taking the kids. We was going to the mall. We pulled over. We was looking for directions. We got out in the supermarket. Well, no blacks, no Spanish, nowhere. Yeah, because we all niggas. Nowhere. The guy came out and said, y'all don't belong here. I said, we just looking for the mall. He said, y'all don't belong here. Go, keep going straight. I rode past and seen burning crosses. My kids had the pleasure of seeing that. There's certain parts of Atlanta colored folk can't go. Certain parts of Staten Island colored folk can't go. Can't, we not allowed there. Certain restaurants black folks can't go. Till this day. When they were down there in Alabama and those kids were swinging from a tree, they hung them. And those people went down there and said, oh, we marching. They thought Southern people were dumb because we said, we don't want that. Don't do that. And they was like, oh, that's the problem. Y'all brainwashing. No. See, y'all go back home to y'all high rise. Y'all go home. We know how to take care of it our way. We don't need you coming down here fucking it up. Because see, y'all go home. We still got to live here. This is where we live. Not all of us decided to run. Some of us stayed, and a few of us came back. Oh, because y'all dumb niggas. Call us what you want, but this our land, too. Anybody tell y'all invite us here? We built it. From the White House all the way down, we built it. Sweat's on my ancestors' back. Oh, but the man on the cross. I don't know that motherfucker on the cross. I know who swung from a tree. And we still paying. For our freedom. We're still paying. We're still fighting. Because they kill us. All lives matter. Fuck you and that. You right. All lives do matter. Oh my God, it does. Every step of the way. All houses are burning. Because they can burn. But your house is not on fire. Why are you pouring water on it? Our houses are on fire. We need the water. Black Lives Matter when it's a photo op or you get likes and shares. But are you out there? Are you out there? What are you doing to change the division? What are you doing to make sure predators? I said, yo, Candelo was out there, you know, doing that to women. You know, it hurt my heart when they said, yeah, but it was only black women. You right, it was only black women. You right. You right. It was. We don't serve a purpose. Black women. You know, we not magical. We're not needed, right? So we can be abused and we can be raped and preyed upon. We can be beat down because we not needed. We just black women. That's all. That's it. We don't know how to do nothing. Oh, she's black. Oh. I remember shaving my head, right? One day, I just got tired of my locks, and I shaved my head bald. This black dude was like, yo, you look cute, but if you had hair, you'll be better. I said, wow. This Indian guy said, you are beautiful. Oh, my God, can I take a picture? You are so beautiful. You are beautiful. So the black dude was standing there, and I'm looking at him, and he's like, she had hair. He said, she's exquisite. I had my makeup on, my face was beat. I just didn't have no hair. One black dude said, yo, you got cancer, you dying or something? I said, no, why? He said, because you don't got no hair. I said, do you need hair? My mother, I remember my mom's cut her hair, right? I was like, she said, always give love and praise to a woman that cuts her hair. I said, why? She said, because she's the strongest woman. She goes against society. She knows who she is. So I took that as an honor. I would go in South Carolina. I would go to the supermarket. This one cashier wouldn't look at me, wouldn't touch my money, none of that. So one day, I just asked her. I said, do you think I'm contagious or something? She said, no, a woman should never cut their hair. Are you gay? No, I'm not. I got a whole husband. I said, no, I'm not gay. She was like, well, it's really disheartening and ugly for a woman to cut her hair. It's just my opinion. I said, oh. I said, well, thank you. I had to ring her all up. I said, I don't want it. She said, well, I said, I don't want it. It's disheartening and disrespectful. And I went to the manager and I told him, and he was like, what? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And, you know, she was like, oh, I apologize. Mm-mm. No, it's disheartening. When I was younger, I would not confront people that would say, oh my God, you're pretty for a black girl. Are you mixed? Yeah, well, nigga. Like, okay. I wouldn't confront until Tanya Samuels. Somebody has said that to Ebony. Tanya said, what the fuck you mean she pretty for a black girl? And she went in. She went off. So I was like, damn, she's right. Then I went to the Million Woman March. It's beautiful to see women, but women of color. We were on that bus, baby. That's a feeling. Man, I was grateful I took Sandra. God bless the dead. That's a feeling. Oh, to go there, see Winnie Mandela, Jada Pinkett. Saw all of them up close, personal. Saw women from all over the world. Got put in a magazine. But I was, oh, it was amazing. Women coming together. Women. But women of color? What? Man. And it was something about going there that was amazing to me, because when they said it, I said, I have to be there. This is groundbreaking. I got to be there. And I went to the Million Woman March. I went to the Million Youth March. I went to the second Million Man March. I didn't go to the first because I had my son and I didn't go. And I promised Dog, God bless the dad. I said, Dog, if they ever have another one, I'll come. He said, I'm going to hold you to it. And when they did have it, I said, yo, I'm going. And I did. I said, Dog, you will make a way. And he did. And I went. And it was amazing. The Million Youth March in Harlem was amazing. It was amazing. Got to see the Panthers. Got to see Black Unity. Black Unity. And they were scared. And they tried. It was in the summer. They tried to intimidate, stop. Because, you know, people had their kids. Every corner, there was water, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, juices, all natural, sorrow, all that. Free. Free. Older people, they got rides. Because they stopped the buses and the trains. So you had to walk 10 to 12 blocks. But they had cars. Free of charge. They made sure the youth heard every message, and I took them all. I took all mine. We going. And we went. Me and Lisa took the kids, and we were there. My neighbor, Lisa, I said, yo, it's something. She said, girl, I feel you. We got to go. And we went. I brought a drum. I took my kids. And it was worth it. To see Black unity. Black unity. Black. I moved to Atlanta. Black. I saw us in everything. Everything. I saw us. I'm not mad at Killer Mike. Atlanta's black. Black, 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 and black. I'm not mad. And they support you. What? Black? When they found out a black reader was at an all-white shop, they came from the groves. Black? Black? It's okay to be a part of a place where you welcome black people. I promise we ain't gonna bite you. We ain't gonna come in and take nothing. We ain't that. I opened my shop. I was standing, a lady said, "Oh, you black, you can't help me. You gotta be Spanish." I said, "Wow. Wow." So that's crazy. Black people. Sometimes we go against our grain. And I just be sitting there like, wow. Because if you see us come together, beautiful. When I first went to Oshun's Feast in Atlanta, oh, to see the Orisha black, everything was black. Oh my God. I fell in love. Because I seen something that represents me.